Hey, Ron. Ron, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How are you?
What's up, Ron?
I'm doing all right. Busy.
Let's talk a little fantasy football today. The Dallas Cowboys, if you have Felix Jones, seemed like a good idea to start him, and he got off to a good start, and then he got hurt.
Right, he got off to a great start, but now it looks like picking up Tayshaun Choice for this next week's a great play.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that gets the carries, and the offensive line is playing so good, it almost doesn't look like it matters who the running back is.
You think I can get 100 yards in a game?
Hey, I think he could average 3 or 4 yards a carry, you know, plowing through there.
I think you're out of your mind.
I think you could. No, not really. But, you know, try to be nice. No, it's your show, you know.
Jones, apparently, he's going to have an MRI after a knee strain.
Oh, man.
Right, he probably won't be out. I'm not sure if he'll be out for long. But I would say for at least the next week or two, if Barber banged up, Choice is a guy you want to plug in off the waiver wire and probably start.
Apparently, Barber's close to being ready to go, according to this report I got off ESPN. So he may actually be back in the starting spot next week. So we'll see. But, okay. So well, who else, who you liking? Who's, how about my man, Pierre Garçon?
Hey, that's a guy that was when he broke out a couple weeks ago, that was actually Rick's Sleeper of the Week on the website. So we've been talking about him since the preseason. He's actually a Division III guy out of Mount Union. He's a game breaker, got great speed. Pierre Garcon's he's a big-time wide receiver, and with Anthony Gonzalez out, he's finally getting some opportunities for the Colts.
Love it. Okay, who else you loving?
Well, the thing that Marshawn Lynch comes back this week from suspension, so if you'd had Fred Jackson, who's played great the first few weeks as filling in for him, you might want to be careful because Marshawn Lynch is back. I love LeSean McCoy while Brian Westbrook is out, because LeSean McCoy is a guy that in that system is going to put up big-time numbers despite, you know, just being a rookie, but because of the Eagles' offense in that system. Another guy you might want to pick up, because Frank Gore is going to be out the next 3 weeks with an ankle strain, Glenn Coffey, the rookie out of Alabama. He's going to be the starting back for the next few weeks while Gore is injured, so that's a guy you might want to pick up if you need a running back.
Okay, what about guys I want to bench, guys that aren't getting the job done? Who's killing you?
Steve Slayton is making me nervous. He hasn't gotten going. He's a guy that was a top 10 pick going into the season, but he's been terrible so far. Another guy that's gotten off to a slow start, but I wouldn't abandon him yet, is Matt Forte. He's a guy that was just fantastic last year as a rookie, and he's been a little slow.
What's going on there? My buddy Kyle has him on his team. We were having dinner on Sunday, and he's like, man, Forte's killing me. I'm like, really? Why? What's his problem?
Well, so far, his yards per carry is terrible. The only reason he had a lot of fantasy points this last week is he had a lot of receiving yards against the Seahawks. His yards per carry is terrible. He's gotten a few goal line touches. He just hasn't gotten it in. He's gotten stuffed a few times at the goal line. He has no touchdowns through 3 weeks. He's a guy I'm a little concerned about. They seem to be, also with Cutler, they seem to be passing more in the red zone, and that's taken away from touches from Forte. So I'm a little down on him right now as far as what kind of season I expect.
Okay. Anything else we need to touch on from a fantasy standpoint?
Well, one thing, another guy is Pierre Thomas had a big breakout game against the Bills. He'd been injured the first couple of weeks. But now it's going to be interesting when Pierre Thomas and Mike Bell both get healthy at running back for the Saints, how the carries are going to shake up, and if either one is productive or if they kind of split each other's production down the middle and neither one or somebody you want to start on your fantasy team. So I'm curious to see in a couple of weeks when they're both healthy and playing well how the touches shake out. And there's still Reggie Bush in that mix too, so it would be interesting to see how the Saints running back situation shakes out.
Big news on the Entertainment Wire today. Reggie Bush and Kim are apparently back together.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Nothing like a wedding to get a woman's heart all a Twitter and wanting to get back with her man. I want to get married, too. I don't like losing the spotlight. I want to be famous again.
You said that right, homie.
I'm just saying. So, anyway. Okay, what about this A&M team? What do you know?
Well, hey, Gerard Johnson is a very big-time quarterback. He's 6'5", 230. He's had two games so far this year where he's accounted for over 400 total yards rushing and passing.
Dang.
9 touchdowns, no picks. He's averaging 300 yards a week passing. Head coach Mike Sherman's done a great job getting that offense going. He's got some great weapons. Jeff Fuller, Ryan Tannehill, Jamie McCoy. They've put up about 45 points a game so far this season. That'll be the best passing attack we've faced so far this season and maybe all year.
Yeah, luckily Fuller's out, though. So
that helps.
I don't like this. You're not making me very encouraged. We were just talking about it in the last segment.
It's a half-scoring game.
Arkansas absolutely has to win this football game.
Yeah, but look at it this way, guys. If Arkansas had played A&M schedule and A&M had played Arkansas schedule, what would the records be? I'm sure they would be reversed.
Yeah, that's right. And we were talking about, would you rather be 3-0 against a bunch of nobodies or would you rather be 1-2 against some somebodies?
Well, I just worry about Arkansas's mental state because they got knocked in the mouth against Alabama, and they didn't bounce back. Their confidence seemed down a little bit there. They seemed flustered and started making mistakes and missing some throws and dropping some passes that didn't have anything to do with talent. It was just miscues.
So So you think they're going to win? Give me a prediction.
Oh, man, if I had to pick it right now, I would probably go Texas A&M 42, Arkansas 35.
Oh, get out of here.
Come on.
It'd be a shootout.
Oh, man.
Oh,
so that means next week it's going to be 107 to 104.
No, I don't know about that.
I'm telling you, the Auburn game is going to be silly fun to watch. That'll be a good time for fans who turn out for that one.
Auburn's been a pleasant surprise so far, definitely.
Auburn's been very good. Ron, I hope you're wrong, but usually you're right, unfortunately. That makes me very upset. But
Well, hey, I was wrong about Georgia. I thought we'd win that one. So
we all did.
If that means anything. So.
Wow, Wendy Nix looks good. Ron, appreciate
Hello,
you. SportsOverload.com is the website. Always good to hear from you, my man.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ron.
Take care, buddy.